News Pox late, because it's late.
Thursday Night Live.
Yeah, it's Thursday the 2nd of November. Ooh, it's about 20 past 6.
Yeah.
Late.
Late. It's
pitch black.
Pitch.
The commuters.
Blackers.
Hustling and bustling. If you look out into Camden, you can see men with briefcases and bowler hats.
Yeah.
Waiting to get home.
The Camden
suburbia.
Set.
Yes. Anyway, what's news?
That man who killed the man on the tube has finally gone back to work, and on his first day back, he killed somebody else.
Oh, right, the policeman who shot the Brazilian guy.
Yeah.
He shot a robber, though, didn't he?
He did, but it's not normal. I do think
he is part of a firearms section of the police who are called in for shooting people.
But he's the only one going around killing people. I think he's got a taste for it.
I think it's more than a coincidence.
I think once you've killed once, it's easier to kill again. I think once you've done it once, and it's one of those things, once you've done it, it's like gay sex, I imagine. Once you've done it once, you do it again, or anything.
Drugs.
Yeah.
I never took acid once. Didn't do it again. I liked it, but I thought...
It's an addiction.
I don't want to get stuck in
it. He likes the power of it. When you had acid, what did you see and do?
My friend decided to drive us round. She'd been building up for it for a while. My friend, who took quite a lot of drugs, she'd been building up to doing a big drive. So we went for a big drive. I'd had one driving lesson, so she let me drive in reverse in tiny circles in Tesco's car park. And then we went to this Stowe School in Buckingham. It's like this really posh old public school. It's a big, massive mansion house. And it has all these gates to it, and there's like a little bridge. And ladies went, I can't remember who it was who gave me the drugs. She went, let's go.
I missed it.
Come and have a look at this. And there's this big, like, weird bridge gate thing that you drive through, like an arch, like Marble Arch, but smaller. She went, let's go. Come and have a look at this. And she took me to it, and then she went, look over there, and I sort of poked my head over, and this light went on, and it was someone's garden, and I completely freaked out, because someone actually lived in this, like, archway, and I'd just been in their garden, but I hadn't realised, and all the lights had gone. That freaked me out a little bit, didn't like that so much.
Wow.
And then we went back to my house, and we listened to Osric Tentacles.
Oh. Yeah, I've not heard about Osric Tentacles for a long time.
It was a long time ago. What? This isn't the news. This is a very boring story. The Queen, she's pulled out of another public engagement.
She's going to die.
She's got a knackered in back. She had to put medals on people, so I suppose there's quite a lot of twists and turning involved. Mm-hmm. I reckon she should do some swimming and some yoga.
Well, she's going to die. I mean, look at the evidence. Prince Charles has been talking about what he's going to do when he's king. He has. Don't pull that face. He has. He said, I don't want to be king of the faith. I want to be king of all faiths. And he started putting into a plan what he's going to do in regards to that. And also, you know, they've lit up Buckingham Palace.
Uh-huh.
And they said, we're going to do this till the end of the Queen's reign.
Oh, right. So you reckon it's only next week and then they're going to run out of bulbs?
Yep.
Crikey.
So there's a lot of evidence there.
Terminator, the film. Yeah. Coming true. Machines rather than people could be running the country soon because it has sleepwalked into a surveillance society. The government's privacy watchdog has warned today. They basically say we're all being watched all the time. And it's quite scary when you think about it. If you've got a mobile phone, they can track you, trace, they can log every call you've ever made.
Yeah.
You can have every website you've ever looked at can be logged. Everyone's Zina. Doesn't matter if you knock out the history, if that sex change site you've been looking at.
Mm.
That's coming up on your profile. Oyster, obviously, is a great way of tracking people. But I did a great thing with Oyster this morning. I renewed my travel card online.
Yeah.
Said I'm going to go Black Horse Road.
Yeah.
And then just went and clicked and it was all renewed. Just going through the barriers. It's amazing, at the same time, terrifying. Sat-nav. Sat-nav, they can see where you are.
Yeah. Speed cameras.
I mean, I suppose the thing is, nobody's actually that interested in where most people are pretty much all the time.
Well, everyone's just getting on with their business. I don't care about it. I think
if
it helps solve a crime, it's a good thing. Hazel Blaze. No, they're saying that she could be Gordon Brown's deputy.
No way!
To Tony Blair. She does look... I'm trying to... I've not really seen her up close before.
She's got... I don't think she's a natural hair colour.
She looks like she's got Down syndrome. Is this the best we can come up with?
And she's not got, a great picture of
and
her.
She's got a really greasy face.
She does like dye her hair orange.
Pancake on. So I like her. She needs some powder.
She's quite annoying.
Well, I'd rather have a Tory than know how to dress themselves, to be honest.
Channel 4 have announced some new shows that are going to be coming out. There's one called The Freaky Farm, or something. They've given a name for it. I mean, it's just called the Channel 4 Farm. And they've got loads of genetically modified animals there. There's a picture of a giant cow here, which is bred to produce gallons of milk.
Nice.
So it looks like a man cow to me. I'm sure that's his winky.
It does look like a bull.
That's not going to produce much milk then. Unless it does, because it's genetically modified. The milk comes out of its winky. Which is not so weird.
Well, it's good for you.
It's glow-in-the-dark pigs. And goats which produce spider silk. I don't understand! So they're doing that show, which sounds like it's going to be quite interesting.
Is it like George's Marvellous Medicine when you get like the big grandma that sticks her head out of the roof and the big chicken?
Yeah, it's going to be a bit like that. Except they'll have done it with genetics rather than just a concoction of toothpaste and bleach.
Now, gym news. What happened to you at the gym today?
I went to the gym.
And what happened when you got there?
I got to the gym, I put my stuff in a locker.
Yeah.
Took my top off.
Yeah.
I was in my bra. Yeah. I took my shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
I went to get my stuff, my kit out.
Yeah.
I'd left my trainers at the office.
Then what did you do?
I nearly cried.
Right.
Because I'm a bit premenstrual.
Yeah.
So I came back to the office.
And?
I had a cup of tea and I'd bought myself a Turkish Delight dairy milk. And I ate that and I had a cup of tea and a bit of chocolate. And I'll tell you what, I felt worlds better for it. Anyway, another Channel 4 programme is Harvey Goldsmith is going to... He's a showbiz mogul, Harvey Goldsmith. He's going to do a reality series where he takes six failing entertainment businesses. We haven't been picked for that one. And he aims to sort them out, put them back on the road to success. They're keeping under wraps the identities, but there's a well-known British pop star who disappeared to Hollywood and has not been seen since. Sean Maguire. A British heavy metal band with a European following but ignored in the UK. And a local radio station with big-name DJs but small audiences. Capital. So that's enough.
Interesting. I hope it's not Sean Maguire, because I don't want to see his face again.
Oh, I love Sean Maguire.
Oh, boring.
Remember when he was that little Irish boy on EastEnders?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Remember when he was Tegs on Going Chill?
I don't see him jumping around and miming. Oh, God. Madge, Madonna, she went on Newsnight and said to Paxman, look, I'm going to experiment with David, see how I get on. If I like it, I might get some others.
talking to the neighbours, which I was, it's apparently they're filming over here at the moment. Carl Kennedy is in the country. It's pretty exciting.
Let's go and find
him. Oh, it's very exciting, they're filming over in Britain for the first time. I'm sure in Madge and Harold in the 80s went to visit Derek Nimmo, and that was in Britain. So, but maybe they filmed it.
You should hunt him down, get his autograph.
Carl Kennedy.
Get him to autograph your fanny with his cock.
David Cameron is wooing the chattering classes. He's had, apparently these are the members of the chattering classes now. Andrew Lloyd Webber, big mouth Australian filth writer, Kathy Lett, big mouth Ruby Wax, Jenny Seagrove and Melvin Bragg. And some people who work in the theatre, not us.
We haven't been picked for nothing, have we?
We haven't been picked for anything.
For fuck's sake, somebody pick us for something.
Pick me!
God. Jason Isaacs, who you like.
I do like him, you're right.
He's been asked some questions for the London Lights. Mostly boring. He's given reasonable answers where you think, okay, you're not a cunt. Apart from Jamie Oliver or Gordon Ramsay. And he says,
it's a hard question.
He says, I'm not sure Gordon Ramsay gives a fuck about my children's nutrition, so I have to go with Jamie.
That's quite funny. Is that not like a joker answer?
I don't think so. I don't think it is. No. Why should Gordon Ramsay care?
Well,
why should he?
He doesn't have to, but he's saying that that's important to him.
I'm not sure he could.
I'd go for Jamie Oliver over Gordon Ramsay.
In what terms?
For going out for dinner with him.
But who would you go
home with?
Making my dinner.
I don't know.
I'd rather have Ramsay.
I think Ramsay's sexy, but I think he'd. I wouldn't eat with him but let him cook for me because he'd be a cunt.
Do you think so?
Of course he would. I'm a vegetarian. He'd hate me. And he's wrong to do so. A plane is flies by the moon. This has been covered by Valentine Lowe. Basically, it's a good picture that was taken through a big telescope of a plane in the sky, but you've got a nice bit of moon focused in it, so that's good.
Or rather, the entire moon.
Yeah. The whole of the moon.
Did you see the whole of it?
No. A junior environmental minister, Ian Pearson, has said, let's get rid of boring old normal light bulbs. Let's get the energy saving ones in. Let's ban the normal ones. We've got energy saving ones, they're quite good. Get rid of the old ones. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Although I would argue that energy saving light bulbs, I bought two. I mean, I've bought lots in my life, but I've bought two that haven't worked. First one I got didn't work. You're right, I've just spent £6 on this. This is supposed to last me 5 years rather than no seconds at all because it never worked. So I sent it back to the people. They're very nice. They're in a call centre in Belgium. Sent it back to them. They said, we'll send you another one. Went, brilliant, thanks. Sent me another one. Got smashed in the post, of course. So I ended up one light bulb down. And then there's one up there that I bought from the office. That doesn't work. So I'd say they need to make them work better.
Ban the other ones, and then the energy-saving ones will work better and become cheaper.
Yeah.
There was loads of burglaries within 24 hours on one street. They went up and down the street and just about did everybody's flat. The police were called by many people and they said, right, yeah, we're going to get onto it. And they responded to it by coming in and put a sign up saying burglars operate in this area.
I saw one of those signs today and I thought, what use is that to anybody? You either live here or you don't. It's not like you're going to go, well, I'll avoid this area then. You either live there or you don't, and say.
I'd like somebody to explain the point of it. Maybe they obviously think there's some reason for it. Maybe they think you're more likely to go home and lock your windows or something.
Well, maybe you think if you're a burglar, you'll go, oh, someone else. This is someone else's patch. Let's go.
Maybe.
Wetherspoons. They said they've had their sales have increased in their no smoking pubs. So that's nice, isn't it?
Have they put the prices up?
I don't think so.
Did you put them down?
I don't think it's anything to do with the prices.
No.
They got 56 non-smoking pubs. There's a very good line in a Rake song. I don't know why I bought that one. Maybe it's cheap. But there's a good line in the last song on the album about how someone smells like carpet in a smoking area of a Wetherspoons pub. I like that. Best bit.
Tuberculosis is on the rise.
Hey! Yay! Big up TB! Oh, it's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, really bad, life-threatening. Oh, don't pick it up.
Okay, down it.
Down with TV, try not to catch it if you can. Ooh, a Nazi plane has floated up in the Thames, been pulled up. It must have got dislodged, and it floated to the top. They've lifted it up. It's still in reasonable nickel, I don't think it'll be flying again.
Bruce Tessa has given Sarah Kendall 3 stars. He says she lacks bite. Over familiar. Could do better, I think, is the essence of the review. There's a woman who's written a column called Single Life, and it's about how she met a guy on an internet dating site. He's a journalist, she's a journalist. And she's really paranoid that he works for a lad, because he works for a lads mag. She thinks that he's just doing an expose on her about internet dating, say whether girls are easy or not. So she slept with him anyway, and then went, oh, I don't trust him. But she's going to meet up with him again. So that's that news.
Jerry Halliwell gave a man her phone number.
What a slag. She's a mum now, she shouldn't be doing that sort of thing.
Aww.
Only joking.
Gail Porter.
the hair growing back yet?
No. She went to the opening, the premiere of the Tenacious D film. And she thought, what shoes do I wear? What shoes do I wear? What goes with bald head? And she went barefooted.
That's all very well if there's a red carpet.
There was.
That's right then.
But I don't know what happened when she got in there.
Imagine when you're in the toilets though. Public toilets in the cinema.
And you don't spend the whole evening barefoot. It's cold now as well.
You should have worn her slippers.
Oh, and
what happened to your slippers today, Tina?
My slippers got blood in them.
What's Kate Moss up to?
Kate Moss, she's responsible single-handedly for everything that's wrong in Colombia.
It's true, she is. This is a non-news story, but on the news this morning, I was watching, and Max was from AHA was on the Today programme today. It's about 7:45 if you want to listen again, talking about how they got an award from Bikini Magazine. It's actually a bit dull, pointless, but you know, nice to be on the Today programme.
Yeah,
it meant I listened to it.
Can't imagine why they got him on.
No, this is the story I'm doing.
Oh.
Sorry, but I'm just going to have to put my foot down here and continue.
Put your foot down then.
Vogue, the magazine.
Yeah.
It's 90 years old.
Right.
Kate Moss has been on the cover 23 times.
Nice.
That's nearly 2 years worth. And there's a woman who's the editor of Vogue at the moment going, oh, the thing is, she kept talking about Vogue as if it was a woman. And she's just stayed fresh, but she's also got her, you know, she keeps up with the fashion, but she's also really unique. And she does this, and she does that, and it's quite, and it's brilliant, because now people say things like, it's in Vogue, and that's the magazine title has, like, become part of the language. And I thought to myself, she's an utter cretin. Surely they chose the name of the magazine. Because Vogue, the word, means something that's fashionable. So that, the phrase, in Vogue, meant something that was fashionable. It didn't mean that it was in Vogue magazine. But she's the editor of Vogue, but she doesn't even know what the word means. She thinks that it's just a random word they made up, and now people have started saying it. What a cunt.
And have you checked it out here to make sure that it definitely did
Yeah,
exist?
I thought, I'll have a look. Here we go. Vogue means something in fashion at a particular time. Short hairdos were in vogue in the 20s, or were the vogue, sorry. Popular currency, acceptance or favour, popularity. This book is having a great vogue.
Okay, so origin. So, origin 1565.
65 to 75, longer than 90 years ago, essentially. So, anyway, there we are. The editor of Vogue is an idiot, so doesn't hold out much hope for the magazine. She is probably a load of rubbish. The magazine, I mean.
Well, talking of Vogue,
right?
Ruffles are in Vogue.
Are they? Yeah. Or the magazine?
No, just fashion. The fashion. Anything ruffly, basically. Pleats, ruffles, you name it. So, you know, don't go over the top, is my advice.
Okay.
Stars?
Yep.
What stars do you want to
Please, can we have Sagittarius?
You're a cunt. Next.
Pisces.
Ooh,
you smell of fish.
You know that thing, if you've not got anything good to say, don't say it.
Yeah. That's what, right, okay. Gemini.
Not too bad. You're gonna get,
you're not getting a very clear vision in your crystal ball.
You're gonna get a bit of a sore thigh. Mm-hmm. Like you're on your right hand side.
In a good way?
Could be in a good way.
Right, well, that's the stars. Good luck with your thighs, Geminis. And we'll be back next week. Bye.